Good afternoon, good morning, or good evening, depending on where you are on Mother Earth. I'm Master Marilyn, and I am delighted, grateful, and honored to be leading this Blog Talk radio program, Love, Peace, and Harmony, Soul Healing Miracles. True love, peace, and harmony. And that is exactly what is possible. So many amazing things. And every week, we have a different theme. And last week, I did the Blog Talk Radio on water, healing water. The water element. There are so many situations on Mother Earth where it is clear that the water element needs amazing healing. Some places are having floods, some places are having droughts. So we really need to be aware of how important it is to balance the water element. And the same thing is true within our bodies. For people who have reached full height, you know, completely grown up, we are about 70% water. That's amazing. For babies, it can be, it's as much as 90%. So healing the water element would make a very big difference to every aspect of our lives. When we heal the water element on the physical level, that will make a difference on the emotional, mental, and spiritual. So that's going to be our focus today, and the other part of this is for those areas on Mother Earth that are suffering because of the imbalance of the water element, we are going to send very special blessings of healing. Healing to that suffering. There are the areas where the where there's been flooding. People and other parts of creation no longer have homes. So we need to send blessings. That's very, very difficult. And that's an understatement to say it's difficult. The places where there's not enough water, same thing is happening. People cannot stay at their homes because the wells have dried up. So there needs to be healing for all of the people, all of the creatures that live in the earth, in Mother Earth, all of the ones that lived above Mother Earth. We send healing blessings to all of them. And we include all of them in our chanting of love, peace, and harmony. So it's a very special opportunity. We can apply this wisdom to every single thing that happens on Mother Earth. Whenever we become aware of some event that has taken place, and many, many people are suffering, or perhaps many have transitioned, we can ask love, peace, and harmony to send healing blessings. We can send healing blessings to those who have transitioned to assist them on their soul journey. We can send healing blessings to those who are feeling very sad because a loved one has transitioned. Or with what I mentioned earlier, with the floods and the drought, people are feeling sad because they've lost their homes or their friends or relatives. Co-workers, neighbors have lost their homes. So we can send healing blessings to heal the sadness, and that would be the metal element. Very, very interesting. The metal element and the water element really work together. And the condition of asthma, in Master Shaw's teaching, the condition of asthma is an imbalance in both the metal element and the water element. So there's a need to heal both of those. And how interesting. Today, that just is what heaven gave me that needs to happen. That we need to send healing blessings to all of those who are sad, and that would be the metal element, to all of those who've been affected by the imbalances in the water element. I have only listened to people describe what it's like to have the condition of asthma, but from what I've listened to, it sounds very, very hard. To have that condition, because it's hard to breathe. So for all the people who are affected by asthma or any related condition that makes it difficult to breathe, all of these people will be included as we sing Love, Peace, and Harmony. So please sit straight, and we're going to use the four powers of Master Sha, which is what he has in the very, very earliest workshops that Master Sha ever did, in the first books that were actually self-published. Master Sha is teaching the four powers. And Master Sha continues to teach the four powers. He continues to put them in his books because they are so helpful in self-healing and in doing healing for others. The first one is body power. And it's basically how we sit and what we do with our hands. Not how we sit, what we do with our bodies and what we do with our hands. So what I'm going to ask you to do with your body is to sit straight. Have your back completely straight. And to do that, if you tuck your chin very gently, that will make your neck straight. And when that's straight, the base of your back will also be straight. It's beautiful the way our whole body works together and one part helps the other. So that's body power. Also what we do with our hands. And where we put our hands is where the light will go. And I'm going to ask you to put your hands below your navel. There are foundation energy centers there. So please put your hands there to help build those foundation energy centers and to help ground you and to have you be more centered, more confident. The next one I'm going to ask you to do is mind power, which is creative visualization. I'm going to ask you to put your focus in a space of the body called the Zhong, Z-H-O-N-G. That's from the waist to the base of the body. It's the back half. Where you put your focus is where the light will go. So visualize or imagine that whole area filled with golden light. Everything is in the zone, so your whole body is going to be nourished by golden light. The next one is the sound power, and that is love, peace, and harmony. And as we sing love, peace, and harmony, be in the condition of love, of peace, of harmony. You are love. You are peace. You are harmony. And that is the one sentence secret for sound power. What you chant is what you are. You become what you chant. So Master Shah often quotes a saying in Buddhism, to become the Buddha, chant the Buddha. To become Buddha, chant Buddha. So we are what we chant. And the soul power is the say hello greeting. So please repeat after me. Dear soul, mind, and body, of love, peace, and harmony, I love you, thank you, honor you, appreciate you. Please give a healing blessing to my water element and my metal element. If you have another request that you would like healed, please make that request. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Dear love, peace, and harmony, downloaded to all souls in all universes, I love you, thank you, honor you, appreciate you. Please send healing blessings to all those souls who have been affected by an imbalance in the water element. Please send a healing blessing to all of those who are experiencing grief and sadness. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Dear Wanling, please turn on all of your love, peace, harmony treasures and sing with us together. Lula. want to give, thank you, thank you, thank you. I want to give time to our callers. So there's a caller whose number ends with 2627. So welcome to this Blog Talk Radio program. 2627.
Hey, Master Marilyn.
Hello, I recognize this voice. Hello, Sharon, welcome.
Hello. I'm so honored and blessed to be here with you and everyone on the line. And I joined in late, so I don't know what the topic is, but I did have a lot of relaxation when we were singing Love, Peace, and Harmony. It was like just all of a sudden, like the tenseness just, like I realized I was holding myself really tensely, and it just kind of all of a sudden just melted away.
Do you know that? That's so perfect, Sharon. It's wonderful. That's always a wonderful thing. But you know, today we were continuing sending blessings to the water element, specifically water and metal. Because there have been so many things related to water happening on Mother Earth, floods and drought specifically, and there's a lot of sadness connected with that. So healing both the water element, which is throughout our whole body, for grown-ups, we're probably about 70% water.
Mm-hmm.
And the metal element is sadness, which affects probably all of us more than we realize. So to send blessings, and you didn't even know that, for you to feel relaxed throughout your whole body, is so perfect. You absolutely tuned into what we were doing.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
It's very exciting.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. I'm so grateful to know that.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. And I'm so grateful that you phoned in and that you could share that, because a lot of times people will ask, well, do these blessings work if the other person doesn't know about it? Do these blessings work? And, you know, I tell them we have lots of examples of where they do. And today you are a perfect example of that. I'll be able to share your story with others.
Oh.
It's great. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, great. I'm so happy. And, you know, that you can share that with others and that happened.
Yes. Oh, beautiful.
Thank you, Master Shaw. Yeah.
Absolutely. Thank you, Sharon.
You're welcome.
So we have, there's another caller. I'm going to, there's a time. And this caller's number ends with 3883. 3883.
Good afternoon, Mr. Marilyn. This is Victoria from Napa.
Oh, good afternoon, Victoria. Welcome.
Well, thank you so much. I really enjoyed the chanting today. Well, as usual, I love your program. I'm so grateful for it. And I had been noticing recently that my general congestion has gotten stronger. It's non-defined. It's probably, you know, allergies or whatever people want to put labels on it. But it's always there. And I noticed this morning that it was stronger, and I get concerned because sometimes I talk too loud because I'm congested. And I noticed that during the chanting that I remembered, oh yes, I'm more congested than usual. This is so perfect. And now I was testing to see what it feels like to breathe, because you talked about asthma. And I feel better. I feel like I have less, it's almost like the muscles aren't holding my lungs closed so much, or like my rib cage so much. I feel like the air passages are probably the same, but it's almost as if there's more room for the lungs to expand or something like that. There's less binding around the lungs.
How wonderful.
Yes, thank you so much.
We did not chant for a really, really long time. So that
no.
is a beautiful thing. You know, and focusing on the metal element and the water element, because they are so closely related. What you explained is not asthma at all, but it shows that anything that we do to help the metal element is going to have such a huge benefit. And the lungs also have a significant amount of moisture. So the water and the two of them together was absolutely perfect. It would probably, for the congestion, it would be great to continue this practice of asking blessings for both the metal element and the water element together. Because usually what we do is we focus on the metal element because it's the lungs. And, you know, the lungs definitely affect our respiration, our congestion, all the rest of it. But it would be really interesting for you to try that, to focus on both, sending healing blessings to both the metal element and the water element, and observe what happens. My guess is that you'll have a much stronger, it's not my guess, it's what I'm getting, is that you will have a much stronger response. You can
I think.
You can phone in again next week and share with us the results.
Oh, I definitely will be there. I always intend to be on the program. It's really wonderful. So I will, and I will thank you. I will practice that way.
Perfect, perfect.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. It's my honor. I love passing along Master Shah's wisdom. Even the smallest little tiny bit of wisdom from Master Shah is multiplied out into huge benefits. It's really reminds me somewhat of the things that I used to have in school for the children. We didn't do it very often, but you would get these little kits. And if you had just one tiny, tiny little piece of, it looked like colored sand, and then you added water to it, it would grow. And it would become very, very big. That's kind of the way Master Shah's wisdom works. One tiny, tiny little bit of wisdom from Master Shah, when we use it, grows and expands out to these huge, huge, beautiful blessings. So I'm looking forward to that next week. And I see that we have ended our time, so it's time to bring closure to this program. So until next week, may your lives be filled with an abundance of healing, of love, peace, and harmony. Love you, love you, love you. Bye-bye.